قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن تكون على بيت من قبلكم ما لم تر فيكم زكاة First and foremost, we should express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah's manifest grace and mercy that we have been given the opportunity and the ability to gather for the sake of Allah. This period reached the moment of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passing through reminds one of the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, "Bani Abu Ahmad, Rikal Yaqibani Yaqib Yaqib Yaqib," the recent word of Ahmad, persevere on Ahmad, continue applying yourself to Ahmad, never become content or complacent with your iman and your deen. Never take your deen for granted. Why? Because fitna is the fitna in the nature of fitna is the fitna. Test trials, tribulations for the iman of my iman. That's the simple like an example of the fitna he said, right? Section for the bad language. Otherwise, explain the meaning behind this. They say every day from daylight to darkness, this change, the transition, is gradual, secretive, slow. You don't have a set point where you say now light will become dark. All of a sudden, one realizes it's completely dark. So he said, like that fitna that comes secretly, stealthily. What would be the effect of this fitna? Useful for not to the mu'min and wait to sit up. So the person will have iman in the morning, by the evening, will become a kafir. You'll see mu'min and wait to sit up. The person will have iman in the evening, by the next morning, will become a kafir. And what will cause this? What will cause this ummah to lose its iman like this? يبيع دينه بعرض من الدنيا. He said, my ummah will sell the iman. My ummah will sell the iman and the deen for the return of this dunya. Those who are born with miftah al-jannah, or the key to jannah. Those who are born with the guarantee of eternal success. Sometimes for a plate of food, sometimes for a food hamper, sometimes for grocery parcel, sometimes for some school education, sometimes for some medical treatment. Almost on a daily basis, iman is in this world. Last month in South Africa, there was Jamaat from Indonesia. Brothers were telling us, 4 months Jamaat, one Saturday we spoke to Indonesia. He said, Indonesia has 13,000 islands. He said, the island which I come from, 1.9 million Muslims, not one island. 13,000 islands, population 280 million. He said, 20 years ago we were 95% Muslim, now we are 80%. That means in the last 20 or 30 years, more than 30 million Muslims have become one country. Malawi is a country next to South Africa. The last 20, 30 years, more than 30% of the population of that country has become Muslim. of Jamaat was in Nigeria 3 years ago, Ramadan. We went to one area, we met the sheikh of that area, he studied in Medina University. He said, when I went to this area 15, 20 years ago, they were 100% Muslim. He said, the missionaries came into this area, they told me, the head of the missionary. He said, we will make such an effort that every 4 houses, you will find one cross, one Christian sign. He says, I'm already in this area 15 years. Already, he says, Bolisa, if you walk now, you will find every 8 houses there. Such a period of zulmat and darkness that iman is dissolved. In this age, in this era, for gatherings like this to take place, the people from different areas, different backgrounds, different hopes, aspirations, involved in the effort of being, involved in the figure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What qurbani has been given, what sacrifice has been given, you and I don't know. The person next to me will be giving great sacrifice. We don't know what background and what halat and conditions the person is in. But by respected brothers, be rest assured, Allah is aware of the condition of everyone. Everyone in this gathering, Allah is aware of who is here, Allah knows the name of that person. And right now, وَلَقَدْ مَعَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, Allah is boasting about each and every one of you in front of His angels. This gathering, in this age of zulmat and darkness, and kufr and irtidad, this is no human being can achieve this. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مِنْ يَشَاءُ. This is Allah's fazl, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy. Allah gives it to whomsoever He wants. Like the poet says, مَنِ اتَّلَبْ بِكِسِي مِنْ كَرَمْ كَسْرَبْتَ آئِهَا. یہ قدم اٹھا نہیں اٹھایا جا. He said, this inclination, this desire that is in my heart to go closer to the deen of Allah. This is Allah's favor upon me. This is no personal achievement of mine. In the قلوب بني آدم بين أصبعين من أصابع الرحمن يقلبهما كيف يشاء. Allah Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the hearts of Ibn Adam, the hearts of insan are between 2 fingers of the fingers of Rahman. Allah can turn those hearts in whatever direction it is. No one can question Allah. لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. Allah will not be questioned. Allah is the one who does the question. He says, the desire that is entered my heart to go closer to Allah, this is Allah's favor. Ye qadam utha nahi uthaya jata hai. One cannot take the step of one's own accord, but Allah, what the step is taken for one. One person bought some fish in the marketplace. He was looking around for something to carry in the home for him. So he found one laborer and they agreed on the price. The laborer was carrying the fish walking. Azan was called out. So the laborer told him, the one who had employed him, that keep the fish now to make salah. He said, no problem. I'll wait for you. He goes into the masjid. He remains in the masjid for a long time. All other Muslims come out. Still he is in the masjid. This person who employed him gets irritated. Why is he taking so long? So he shouts, hey bhai, why are you taking so long? What is keeping you in the masjid so long? So from inside, this person responds that the one who is keeping you out of the masjid is the one who is keeping me in the masjid. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ نَبِي شُعَيْبَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ in the Qur'an. What does he say? He says, my tawfiq is only from Allah. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ. On Allah I place my trust. And to Allah I have to return. This shock, this inclination to gather for the deen of Allah, this is tawfiq from Allah. This is no personal achievement. And the shukr of this is wajib. The shukr of this is wajib. Once Dawud alayhi salam addressed Allah Ta'ala, كَيْفَ أَشْكُرُكَ وَشُكْرِ لَكَ نِعْمَةً. He says, Ya Allah, how must I make your shukr? How must I make your shukr? How should I express my gratitude to you? وَشُكْرِ لَكَ نِعْمَةً. When even the fact that you have given me the tawfiq to make your shukr, that is also your ni'mah. Without your tawfiq, I would never have made your shukr. Without your hidayat and guidance, I would never have made your shukr. So, كَيْفَ أَشْكُرُكَ وَشُكْرِي لَكَ نِعْمَةً. How can I make your shukr with even this much? That this desire to make your shukr, this is also your ni'mah. Allah Ta'ala says to Dawud alayhi salam, Al-An shakartani. Now that you have realized this, realize what? Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Wallahu huwa al-ghani al-hamid. And O people, every one of you is faqir. Every one of you is a beggar. This finger cannot move. What breath of air you cannot take. What glance of the eye you cannot do. What grasp of the hand you cannot do. What step of the foot you cannot do. Except with the permission of the Qudrat wa Irada of Allah. Antum al-fuqara min Allah, all of you are faqir, all of you are beggars before Allah. Wallahu huwa al-ghani al-hamid. Allah is ghani. Allah is samad. Totally independent of this entire creation. Allah is da'inu bi shay. Allah doesn't take help from anything. La yahtaju ila shay. Allah is not in need of anything. لا ينفعه شيء نتيجة بنفقة الله. لا يضره شيء نتيجة حامز الله. لا يدفع عليه شيء نتيجة تقصير from الله. قبل كل شيء is before everything. بعد كل شيء is after everything. فوق كل شيء is above everything. خالق كل شيء, he is the creator of everything. عليم بكل شيء, he has knowledge of everything. خبير بكل شيء, he is aware of everything. لطيف بكل شيء, he exhibits his kindness for everything. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. And there is nothing that is like that. أَنْتُمَ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Dawud, now that you realize this, that you are faqeer, dependent totally upon Allah, الآن شَكَرْتَنِي. Now you have made my shukr. This concept of shukr, gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of us, we understand the necessity and the need of shukr. When it comes to the worldly things, material wealth. A lot of times you go and gush, you meet somebody, you say, I was making laugh, you make a lot of shukr. Allah is giving me so much. Such a nice car, such a nice house, so many children. You make a lot of shukr, Allah is giving me so much. Definitely we must make shukr, but what is dunya? Dunya has no value in the sight of Allah. وَلَوْلَا أَنْ يَكُونَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا لَجَعَلْنَا لِمَنْ يَكْفُرُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ لِبُيُوتِهِمْ سُقُفًا مِنْ فِضَّةٍ وَمَعَارِجَ عَلَيْهَا يَذْهَبُونَ وَلِبُيُوتِهِمْ أَبْوَابًا وَسُرُرًا عَلَيْهَا يَتَّكِئُونَ وَزُخْرُفًا وَإِنْ كُلُّ ذَلِكَ لَمَّا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Surah Zukhruf, what is Allah saying? Allah says, we wanted to make the home of the kafir out of gold. We wanted to paint their streets with gold. We wanted to shower the wealth of the world upon them. But why did we not do this? Because we feared that the believer, when he will see this, out of the greed for dunya, he also will give up his iman. Otherwise, this dunya has no value. Ya Musa, inna li ibadat lo sa'adan il jannah, la atifu bi halabiha. Hadith e Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala asks Musa alayhi salam, O Musa, there are some slaves of mine. If they ask me for jannah, I will give them the entire jannah. وَلَوْ سَالَنِي خِلَافَ صَوْبٍ But in this dunya, if they ask me not for the whip, but the hook on which the whip is hung, that much. Not the whip, the hook on which the whip is hung. If that much of this dunya they ask me, love quantity, I will not give it to them. وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِهَوَانِ لَهُ عَلِيَّ وَلَكِنْ لِأَدَّخِرَ لَكُمْ مِنْ كَرَامَةِ يَوْمَ هَذَا الْيَوْمِ For Musa, it is not because they do not enjoy position in my eyes. But I want to save them from the filth of this dunya. I want to save them from the danasat and the filth of this dunya. Once Musa alayhi salam asked Allah Ta'ala, إِنَّكَ تُقَتِّلُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِ وَتُوَسِّعَ عَلَى الْكَافِرِ Riyadha, why is it that the movement in this world goes through so much of difficulty, so much of poverty, so much of hardship? And the kafir goes through so much of ease, so much of wealth, so much of comfort. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to answer this question of Musa alayhi salam, gives him one glance of Jahannam. One glance of Jahannam, that raging fire, إِنَّهَا لَغَى نَزَّاعَةً لِلشَّوَى تَدْعُ مَنْ أَدْبَرَ وَتَوَلَّى فِي سَمُومٍ وَحَمِيمٍ وَظِلٍ مِنْ يَحْمُومٍ لَا بَارِدٍ وَلَا كَرِيمٍ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا سَوْفَ نُسْلِيهِمْ نَارًا كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ Allah says it is a raging fire. نَزَّاعَةً لِلشَّوَى It will pull, it will scorch the skin of the flesh of insan. Black smoke, black vapors, boiling water. My Hameen, the boiling water of Jahannam. They said in one bucket is brought into this world, the seven oceans of the world will start boiling. The musician in Hawaii, Allah Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on occasion was sitting on Sahaba. In the masjid, he said, if this masjid had to be expanded to contain 100,000 insan, and one jahannami had to come into this masjid, one jahannami had to be brought into this masjid, ثُمَّ يَتَنَفَّسْ Then he breathed out once, one breath. Breathed out once, this entire masjid and 100,000 insan will be burnt to ashes. Such a wabal. Allah says, those who have rejected our signs, soon they will enter a fire. Each time one layer of skin gets burnt, it will be replaced with another layer of skin. كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ The nerve by which this human being is able to sense pain are contained in the skin. 14 centuries ago, this medical knowledge didn't exist. Now, recently, they know this. So what is Quran saying? Each time one layer of skin gets burned, we replace it with another one. But the skin of the Jahannami will not be like our skin. Our skin is maybe 1 millimeter, 1 centimeter thick. The skin of the Jahannami will be 85 feet long. The thickness will be 85 feet. So that the azab of Jahannam will be increased. And each time one layer of skin is burnt, and it will be replaced with another one. لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا. They will not die in Jahannam. They will remain alive therein. One of the most fearsome verses of the Quran with regard to Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala says, فَذُوقُوا فَذُوقُوا فَلَنْ نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا. But taste now. The only thing that will happen is that the azab will increase and increase and increase. Sachi Wabal, this is Quran, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَمِيدًا. There is no one more truthful than Allah. What the Quran has said is haq. Sahaba Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this yaqeen of akhirat. One youngster, he takes his kurta off, lies in the burning sand in the desert. Dhuqi ya nafs, dhuqi ya nafs, naru jahannam ashaddu haqqa. Oh nafs, taste now, taste. Feel the heat. The fire of jahannam is hotter than this. Jifatun bil layl, battalatun bil nahar. In the night you sleep like a corpse. In the day you waste your time. Taste now. When this youngster comes in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَقَدْ فُتِحَتْ لَكَ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ وَلَقَدْ بَابَ اللَّهُ بِكَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The doors of the heavens have been opened for you, and Allah is boasting about you in front of His angels. Make dua now, whatever you ask Allah will grant. The yaqeen, the conviction of akhirat, of jannat, of jahannam. One elderly person in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the verse of the Quran is read, Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, wa quduha an-nasu wal hijara. Save yourselves and your families from jahannam, the fuel of which is men and stones. Faqama shaykh al-kabir, an elderly man stood up, and he asked, Ya Rasulullah, أَحِجَارَةُ جَهَنَّمْ كَحِجَارَةِ الدُّنْيَا. Are the stones of Jahannam like the stones of this world? Allah Rasulullah responded, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَسَفْرَةٌ مِّنْ سَفْرِ جَهَنَّمْ آدَمُ مِنْ جِمَالِ الدُّنْيَا كُلِّهَا. One pebble of Jahannam is more enormous than all the mountains of this world. This yaqeen of akhirat, yaqeen, conviction of akhirat, of jannat, of jahannam. This is what motivates Sahaba Ikram. Umar radiallahu anhu, he sees one Christian monk, years of ibadah. His face became marked, emaciated. His body was thin. You could see the signs of rigor and hurt and sacrifice. Umar, when he sees this, he starts crying. Sahaba saying, Innahu Nasrani, Umar, it is a Christian, why are you crying? He says, Zakartu Qawlallah Ta'ala, I thought of the verse of the Quran, Amiratun Nasiba, Tasla Nara Hamira. And in this world there will be some that will finish themselves in the way of batil. Dunya also will come again, and in akhirah they will enter into a terrible fire. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu lying on him in the lap of his wife, starts crying. She sees him crying, she starts crying.
Why are you crying? She says, I saw you crying, that is why I cried. Half of Sahaba very soft. So he says, ذَكَرْتُ قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ I remember the verse of the Qur'an, وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَقًّا مَرْضِيًّا. Allah says, the bridge over Jahannam, the bridge over Jahannam, every one of you will have to cross. كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَقًّا مَرْضِيًّا. Allah has taken this indelible decision upon Himself. It will not change. Everyone will have to cross. He said, I remember this verse of the Quran, and the fear is in my heart. Will I fall into Jahannam or will I be able to cross? That yaqeen, that conviction, it was as if Jahannam was Rabi'ul Ayn in front of them, as if Jannah was in front of them. This muzakira in the home. This is why our elders are saying, establish the halqa of ta'aleem. Not just sit in the halqa of ta'aleem. But there is a yardstick, there is a thermometer. كَيْفَ يَتَأَثَّرْ قُلُوبُنَا مِنْ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ وَكَلَامِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمِ. How much is my heart taking effect? How much is my heart taking effect from the words of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? A lot of times we say, why same kitab? Read it so many times, not let's give new kitab. Why same kitab? The bleeding nisam. Need to increase, broaden my horizons. Increase my knowledge. Ijtimai ta'aleem maqsad is not that. Ijtimai ta'aleem maqsad is how much is the heart taking effect. Insan's fitrat, the nature, look for something new always. Like Lord Sam, Dham Bharatabhi, he says that if a da'i sits in ta'aleem with this niyat, and I'm looking for something new. I've heard that before. I'm looking for something new. He says, Allah Ta'ala is aadmi se is cheez ke upar amal karne ka tawfeeq ko sabr. Allah will take away from him the tawfeeq to make amal upon the sabr. He said, Dai is cheez sareeb hai kya. Dai doesn't sit with that intention. Dai sits with this intention, is this in my life and is it in the life of him? Sahaba said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to us. Khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to us. One side the Nabi of Allah is speaking, look at the effect on Sahaba. Zarafat min al-uyur, wajilat min al-qulub. Many riwayat behind this. The Nabi of Allah was speaking, our hearts were trembling with the fear of Allah. Our eyes were wet with tears. This is under our ta'aleem. How much is the heart taking effect? From the words of Allah to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the snakes of Jahannam, the scorpions in the cover, the ni'mats and bounties of Jannah. How much is the heart taking effect? Pick up the newspaper, read about some problem, sleep is gone. That is the yardstick. That each time we are sitting in ta'aleem, how much is my heart taking effect from the words of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much is the yaqeen of amal coming? Like Bar Baksa, again and again, same doubt. By Allah does, the ghayr of Allah does not do. And how does Allah do? Allah does on amal of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah does in the amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Change from Allah to the amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This yaqeen, conviction, we have to give Remember Yusuf Sarah Kullah to say, person who is linked to this world, if the salah of today is not better than the salah of yesterday, if the zikr of Allah of today is not better than that of yesterday, if the tilawat of Quran of today is not better than that of yesterday, then the time is not being spent for it. Every day there must be tarakki, there must be increase. Problem, my respected brothers, is that we don't make niyat of ourselves. Niyat is of others. What we see, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas. This is the best of every ummah, taken out, ukhrijat, taken out, lin-nas, for the united of humanity. We have been sent, we are the workers of the work of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have been sent for the united of humanity. And the more we say this, the more we say this, the more we say this, gradually what happens is that the whole focus, the whole gaze goes onto others. The gaze is no more on myself. The gaze is only on others now. Yaqeen for others, sunnat for others, khushu and khudu in salah for someone else, importance of ilm, zikr, increasing knowledge to someone else. That is why the first brother is in tabligh for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. By what's the virtue of first kalima? You read the first kalima 100 times a day, face will shine like the 14th full moon. As if there is no other virtue. 20 years ago, I was saying the same thing, today, saying the same thing. As if there is no other virtue. Why? Because ilm, six qualities, ilm for somebody else. MashaAllah, I am dying. I am the worker of the work of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I have been sent for the hidayat of the rest of humanity. We forget about ourselves. Hazrat Mawlana Yasa Rahmatullah used to say that the greatest fear, the greatest fear, the greatest fear I have for those that are involved in the effort, in this effort of Dawud and Tabligh, what is the greatest fear? He used to say, Samaj rahe ke kaam kar rahe lekin kaam nahi kar rahe. He used to say, they will think that they are doing Tabligh, but they are not doing Tabligh. They will think that they are doing tabligh, but they are not doing tabligh. Then he explained what is tabligh. He says tabligh is sitta sifat, is the six qualities. Tabligh is these qualities. If he is giving 40 days every year, 4 months every year, 2.5 hours to the masjid, involved in 5 amal of masjid, but these qualities are not increasing. Yaqeen in Allah is not increasing. Dependence in Allah is not increasing. Sunnah is not coming in his life. Khushu and khudu in salah. Once on Jamaat, Wachabiyul Mahari Yasa Rahmatullah Ali, whole day gush, tired, they reached the point where they were rest. So what brother, the time for meals also. He said, Hazrat, I'm telling you, namaz se faareg ho jaye, phir khana khayenge aaram se. He said, Hazrat, let us read namaz quickly. Then we can relax and eat, tired. Mawlana Ilyas gave a deep sigh. And he said, if only you said, let us eat quickly and relax and eat salah. If only you had said that let us eat quickly and let us spend our time making salah. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَرْ فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَرْ وَإِذَا رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. What does Allah Ta'ala tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In the day, إِنَّ لَكَ فِي النَّهَارِ سَبْحًا طَوِيلًا. For you in the day is a swim in the sea of humanity. And at night, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَرْ. Oh my Nabi, after you, make yourself farigh.
طالب فن صار اللي دون المصلى هو الله. How long حتى تتفضل قدماك عشان بالله ما يسوسيه مبارك فيك وش تسلو.
Went to the masjid.
not bursting with tears. The home of my Nabi is empty. Why didn't he tell me? Why didn't he tell Abdul Rahman bin Auf? Why didn't he tell Sabit bin Qais bin Shafas? Osman rushes home, loads two camels. Then he thinks the Nabi is hungry, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let me take some ready-made food also. Takes a pot of food also. Leaves it at the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and goes away. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returns from the masjid, Aisha, has anything happened? She said, Ya Rasulullah, you went to talk to Allah. How is it possible that nothing would have happened? Allah has made him desire. Allah has made him desire. Aisha, where did this come from? She says, Osman brought it. The Bishnas looked to the heavens. He said, Oh Allah, I am happy with Osman. You also become happy with Osman. Allah, I am happy with Osman. You also become happy with Osman. Allah, I am happy with Osman. You also become happy with Osman. Three times. He is doing tabligh. Tabligh is the six qualities. Tabligh is the six qualities. Yaqeen must be increasing. Sunnah must be coming in his life. Khushu and khudu in his salah. Taking from Allah to salah. The knowledge of deen should be increasing. Ta'alluq with ulama. Sitting in the halqa of ta'aleem, establishing ta'aleem with the home. Allah's dhyan, Allah's consciousness, zikr, tilawat of Quran, dua, ikram, akhlaq, character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His quality of being a benefit to others was increased. Sincerity increasing. The jazba, the sacrifice of the part of Allah increasing. This is tabligh. If he is giving 40 days and 4 months, and he is giving time to tabligh and his qualities are increasing, then he is doing tabligh. If he is giving time in the path of Allah, but these qualities are not coming in his life, then he thinks he is doing tabligh, but he is not doing tabligh. He used to say, this is my greatest fear, that they will think that they are doing tabligh, but they will not be doing tabligh. Worse than this, Allah protect us. His oath, we say the pride of wealth, the pride of wealth is not so dangerous. Somebody is driving a fancy car, got a Hugo Boss suit on, he puts his chest out, and somebody. He's arrogant. This pride, Allah says, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالُ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ مِنْ كِبْرٍ. A person with pride equal to a grain of mustard seed will never enter Jannah. First, that pride has to be clean. But this pride, because you can see it, it is easy to clean it. Say there is one pride that is more dangerous than the pride of wealth and the pride of dunya. More dangerous than that is the pride of piety. MashaAllah, I'm giving 4 months in the year. MashaAllah, I'm a Purana Sadi. So inside, can't see it, hidden. Inside, this develops that I am somebody. I am somebody. Ulama says this pride is more dangerous than the first pride. But this one can't be seen. What is the sign of this pride? What is the sign of this pride? Is that the weaknesses and the faults of others become visible. Start noticing, this one is like this, that one is like that, that one is like this, this one is like that. says? He says that the next person has 99 good qualities and one bad quality. The only thing he sees is bad quality. And if we got 99 bad qualities and one good quality, the only thing we see is our good quality. أفضل الناس من كان بعينه بصيرا وعن عينه غير ضريرا. And the quote says, the person with the best sight is that person when it comes to his own fault, he can see. When it comes to the fault of others, he's blinded. To develop this, that the next person is better than me. Once Isa alayhi salam was traveling with his companions, there was one highway robber. He was standing on the mountain looking down. And he saw Isa alayhi salam and his companions, the Noor of Nubuwwat. On the face of Isa alayhi salam affected him. He became so affected that there and then he came over. Then he came down for Isa alayhi salam to meet the Nabi of Allah. As he is walking, one of the Hawariyin, the close companions, the Sahaba of Isa alayhi salam. This Jamaat is mentioned in the Quran, Kullu Ansar Allah, Kama Qala Isa ibn Maryam lil Hawariyin, Man Ansari ila Allah, Qala Nahnu Ansar Allah. Allah mentions this Jamaat in the Quran, the Sahaba of Isa alayhi salam. One of them looks at this highway robber and thinks in his heart that badmash like this, sinner like this, how can he come to a pure majlis like ours? He's not worthy of coming here, like sometimes somebody for years. He was away from the masjid, one day he gets tawfiq, he walks in the masjid. What happens? When the da'i has looks at his watch, he says, today eat day. How you came? Where you came from? The moment he says that, whatever little courage this person had is gone. This concept that I am better, I am somebody, looking down on the next person. This Hawari thinks to himself that this highway robber is not worthy of coming here. Immediately Jibreel is sent to Isa alayhi salam that tell both these people to start their amal again. Tell the highway robber, he made sincere tawbah, all his sins are wiped away, he must start like a newborn baby. And tell your Hawari, he looked down upon a Muslim, he looked down upon a mu'min, he had haqarat by mu'min, all his good deeds have been wiped away, he also must start again. The sign of this earth is when we begin to notice the weaknesses of others. How can we have, where do we find the time to notice the weakness of others? What type of salah am I making? How much of khushu and khudu have I got? How much of dhyan have I got of Allah? What type of dua am I making? Is my Allah happy with me? Then worry has to come in us, we won't have time to worry about anybody else. Or to look down upon anybody else, or to taunt at anybody else. He said in the Hajjat al-Wada, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the Islam is leaving Arafat to go to Muzdalifah, the companion who shared the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. Usama went to make istinja. So there was a delay. Usama didn't know what the delay was. They all are looking at the Nabi of Allah. When will the Nabi leave? Then we will leave. Nabi Sallallahu was waiting for Usman, Usama radiallahu anhu. Usama's complexion was dark, he was a black Sahabi. After a few minutes, Usama came. Then it became known. What was the delay? Usama went to make his istinja. So a few Yemenis few Yemenis, the storm came in the heart and then they voiced it. Arihad al-Asmari Hamasan.
We were delayed because of this black man.
We were delayed because of this black man. One statement of Hakara. The stun, my respected brothers. The stun is a snake. He said that for the cobra snake, for its poison, there is a serum. For the most poisonous snake, for its poison, there is a serum. But the poison of the stun, there is no serum. The wound that is inflicted by the stun, years will pass. The bleed of years will be wiped away. Masjid Aman of years will be wiped away because of the utterances of the stump. This is why we have to be very, very careful to guard the stump. Ulama say, Husn-e akhlaq, Husn-e kalam, ke baghair namumkin hai. Akhlaq and character. Without control of the tongue is impossible. Akhlaq and character, what will Allah give? What will Allah give? The person has the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam. And he fasts every day. And he makes tahajjud salah whole night, every night, for 1,000 years. In Jannah, he will still not get the rank of that person whose akhlaq is good. مَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ أَثْقَلْ فِي مِيزَانِ الْعَبْدِ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ حُسْنِ الْخُلُقِ مِنْ خُلُقِ الْحَسَنِ. Nothing would be weightier, nothing. Why? Because it was this akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that brought humanity towards Islam. Our tabligh is not going to spread for what we say. Our tabligh is going to spread for our akhlaq. How do we treat our wife? How do we treat our children? How do we treat our staff? How do we meet people? How do we talk to people? Our conduct, our akhlaq, our character. That is tabligh. Big bayan is easy to give. Long lectures is easy to give. But it is this akhlaq, smiling face, kindness, every time he opens his mouth. Every time he opens his mouth, what comes out? Thorns come out, or roses come out. If thorns are coming out, wallah Allah's qasam, such a person's tabligh will never go far. We have to develop an akhlaq and control this tongue. On salah, Allah has promised Jannah. On zakat, Allah has promised Jannah. On hajj, Allah has promised Jannah. On tilawat of Quran, Allah has promised Jannah. On zikrullah, Allah has promised Jannah. But when it comes to controlling this tongue, what is the mafhum of the hadith? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ana dhamir. He said, if my ummati will learn to control his tongue, don't make ghibat, don't backbite, don't slander, don't hurt, don't speak ill, don't break the heart of people. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I am your guarantor. I guarantee you not Jannah. Jannatul Firdaus on the day of judgment, come and claim it from me. Come and claim Jannatul Firdaus from me. If you will learn to control the tongue, this fourth point of tabligh, unfortunately even the sixth point, muzakara, first point, second point, then sixth point. The fourth point, 1 second. Alihad al-Aswad habasana. This few Yemenis passed this comment. Because of this black man, we were delayed. Ulama said, because of that comment, every one of those Yemenis became murtad. They died without iman. Allah took the tawfiq of iman away from them because of that. We have to be very, very careful. Tabligh is the sixth quality. Now these qualities will come with qurbani, with sacrifice. We have to give sacrifice, and then sacrifice, and then sacrifice. Musa alayhi salam, Allah shows in one glance of Jahannam. One glance. And what does he say? He says, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. If a person has no hands and no feet, has no hands and no feet, and he has, and for his entire life he is crawling, and he goes through untold hardship and difficulty. وَكَانَ مَسِيرُهُ هَذَا. He says, sorry, Husayn is not saying, a person has everything. He lives in the lap of luxury, he's the king of the world, he owns everything. No difficulty at all. وَكَانَ مَصِيرُهُ هَذَا. And this Jahannam is his eventual abode. لَمْ يَرَ خَيْرًا قَطُّ. He has never seen any good. Then Allah Ta'ala opens up, shows him one glance of Jannah. Jannah. He said the lowest Jannati, the lowest Jannati. To use this word low for Jannat is not appropriate. But this is the translation of the riwayat, Inna Adana, 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 Ahli Jannati Manzila. Lowest ranking Jannati. Thousands and thousands and thousands of years in Jahannam. Last person to come out of Jahannam would be somebody from the Juhina tribe. To make his istiqbal, to welcome him, there will be 80,000 servants. 80,000 servants. Lowest servants. They will have bouquets of flowers in their hands. A dastarkhan will be laid out. On that dastarkhan will be 80,000 different types of food. For the lowest Jannati, the food of Jannat is not like the food of dunya. Food of dunya, you eat one plate, very tasty. Another plate, maybe it's tasty. Then bring the third plate. What happens? After you got indigestion, heartburn, he's looking for ulcer tablets. Food of dunya, some people are different. You mentioned there was one person, he was traveling. So while traveling, one night he reaches one town. So one person sees that this is a stranger, he's traveling. So he invites him home. And he invites him home. He makes him sit at the dastarkhan. Goes to the kitchen, fetches the roti, brings the roti, puts it in front of him. When he goes to fetch the curry, by the time he comes to the curry, the roti is finished. So he leaves the curry in the salad, he goes back to fetch more roti. By the time he comes back with some more roti, the curry is finished. He leaves the roti to go back to fetch more curry. By the time he comes back with the curry, the roti is finished. Eventually life is up, down, up, down, up, down. 7, 8 times he got tired. After this person finished eating, all this man's food is finished. He says, brother, where are you going? He says, I'm going to a certain town. Why are you going? I'm going to meet a hakim, a doctor. What disease do you suffer from? He says, I suffer from the lack of appetite. I don't eat it. He says, please do me one favor, Baba. When you're returning back from the town, don't come through my town, go to some other place. But normally in dunya, one plate, two plates, three, how much is a person going to eat? Eventually you don't want to look at the food also. 80,000 different types of food, but the food of Jannah mentioned in the riwayat, يَجِدُ فِي آخِرِ لُقْمَةٍ مِنْهَا لَذَّةً لَمْ يَجِدْ قَبْلَهَا. You will experience in the 80,000 morsels that lazzat and that ecstasy which he did not experience before. The food of Jannah will get better and better and better. Lowest Jannah after he has eaten. And all of a sudden, the curtain will lift, and in front of it will be the whole of Jannah. The beautiful maiden of Jannah. She will say to him, Ama ana li sayyidina an nazurahu. Ama ana li sayyidina an nazurahu. She will say, oh my husband, I was waiting so long for you. Where were you? How long I was waiting for you? He will say, make sugar at least I came. All the black cats, serpents and scorpions of Jahannam. At least I came. These words are not there in the riwayat. He doesn't say that. But the siyaq of the riwayat gives that kind of message. Such is the beauty of this woman. Such is the beauty of this woman. That his first gaze, glance at her will last for 40 years. 40 years he will stare, transfixed at the beauty of this woman of dunya. The first embrace, the first ma'anaka, the first embrace will last for 70 years. This is the lowest and the lowest. What a jannah Allah has made. Musa alayhi salam, Allah shows him one glance of this jannah. And what does he say? He says, Ya Allah, if a person's both hands are cut off, their feet are cut off, and he lives a life of abject misery, difficulty, hardship, sickness, strife. وَكَانَ مَسْكِنُهُ هَذَا. And his eventual abode is this jannah. لَمْ يَرَ شَرًّا قَطُّ. He has never known anything. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jannah. He saw Jahannam. This is the work of Dawud and Tabligh, my respected brothers. Allah has gathered us. It is tawfiq from Allah. And normally what we say, we have gathered for fikr. We have gathered for fikr. Shabguzari fikr, morning mashara fikr. This word fikr, we keep saying fikr, fikr, fikr. Unfortunately, this human being is such that with the passage of time, when something is done over and over and over and over again, if he is not careful, then it becomes a ritual. It becomes a norm. And the jaan, the essence, and the life of it comes out. And we say fikr. What is fikr? This word fikr literally translated means worry. Concern, worry. Ask ourselves, my respected brothers, how many of us are genuinely worried? How many of us are genuinely worried? And if we are worried, what are we worried about? Someone about the wife, someone about the child, someone about the dunya, someone about this, someone about that. This fikr that we are talking about is whose fikr? Whose fikr? Whose nisbah? Whose link is associated with? Abdullah ibn al-Ali. He went to Ayn al-Balqis. He gathered all the workers of Ayn al-Balqis. And then he mentioned in front of them, he said on one occasion, Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi, for 3 nights, he could not sleep, he was walking up and down, walking up and down. 3 nights he couldn't sleep. So his wife came to him and said, Hazrat, why can't you sleep? He said, if I had to tell you why I cannot sleep, then there will be 2 people in this house who cannot sleep. Then he said, Mawlana Ubaidullah said, he said, it is our iman, it is our yaqeen, it is our aqeedah, that Mawlana Ilyas was not a Nabi. He was not a Sahabi. He was not a Tabi also. The most we can say about him was that he was the highest Muslim of the 14th century of Islam. Then Mawlana said that if in the heart of a pious Muslim of the 14th century of Islam, there could be so much of worry for the Ummah that for 3 nights consecutively he couldn't sleep, what must have been the worry for the Ummah in the heart of Rasulullah? What must have been his worry? The Sahaba says, Ghazeerun ka ghazeerin mirjan. The sound of a boiling kettle used to come from the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha ummul mu'mineen reports, Muslim Sharif riwayat. She says, my Nabi was on the musalla, sobbing, crying. He said, O Allah, Ibrahim Khalilullah said, وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَا نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ إِنَّهُنَّ أَضْلَلْنَ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. O Allah, those who follow me, they are from me. Those who have disobeyed me, you are غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Forgive them if you want, don't forgive them if you want. Isa Allah said, إِنْ تُعَذِّبُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِنْ تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. O my Allah, if you punish them, they only your slave. And if you forgive them, you are mighty and wise. He says, I am not saying to you like Ibrahim Khalilullah said. No, am I saying to you like Isa Allah said. Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati. Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati. Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati. Wala my Ummat. Wala my Ummat. Wala my Ummat. What was he saying? Ya Allah, forgive my Ummat. And if you don't want to forgive them, then do it. She says, he said this over and over and over, sobbing. His whole body was shaking. Jibreel came. Ya Rasulullah, why are you crying? Allah has sent me. Why are you crying like this? Allah didn't know why he's crying. Allah didn't know why he's crying. Allah knew. Why was Jibreel sent? So that you and I, if Allah did not send Jibreel to ask this question, then these nights of Medina would have remained a secret between Habib and Mahbub sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But for you and I, the Muslim of the 14th century of Islam, the one who gives one 3 days, one 40 days, one 4 months and feels that I fulfill the heart of the believer. Which business runs on 3 days? Which business runs on 40 days? Which business runs on 4 months? For you and I to become aware, what were those nights? He says, Jibreel, the worry of my Ummah is making me cry. Jibreel goes back. He comes back. Then Allah says, do not worry, سَنُرْضِيكَ فِي أُمَّتِكَ سَنُرْضِيكَ فِي أُمَّتِكَ. We will please you with regards to your Ummah. ابن عباس رضی اللہ عنہ عائشہ سے لا ارضى محمد وواحد من امتی فی النار. محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم will never be happy as long as one امتی is in jahannam. Such worry, such dirt for the ummah. Everything was given. My Nabi would not make thousand thousand rakats of nafil namaz. My Nabi would not fast every day. Sometimes he would fast, sometimes he wouldn't fast. Tahajjud salat, sometimes 9 rakats, sometimes 11 rakats, sometimes 15 rakats, sometimes 13 rakats, sometimes 6 rakats. No doubt in the Tabi'in, the generation after him, you will find this 1000 rakats of nafil namaz, or you will find this holy of fasting. But my Nabi fasted sometimes, didn't fast sometimes. Tahajjud was 9, 11 rakats, sometimes 13 rakats. But what will you find in the life of my Nabi? This dard for the ummah, this gham for the ummah, this cry for the ummah, this door to door, person to person, village to village, town to town, in the plains of Mina and Arafat. May you meet me, may you meet me, may you stir me, hatta ubaligh risalata rabbi. Who is there that will shelter me? Who is there that will help me? Hatta ubaligh risalata rabbi, so that I can take the lead of this deen. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ تَفَلَ فِي وَجْهِهِ. Some of them spat in his face. مِنْهُمْ مَنْ حَتَى عَلَيْهِ تُرَابِ. They flung sand at him. They hit him, they beat him, they mocked him. Yet still, day in, day out, night in, night out, person to person, person to person, person to person, to such an extent that even Abu Jahl, the Fir'aun of the Ummah, he knew he is the Fir'aun of the Ummah. He knew that Abu Jahl is a Jahannami. And he went so many times to Abu Jahl, that one day Abu Jahl said, "Oh Muhammad, I will bear witness before you, Allah, that he gave you the message." This dirt, this cry, this concern, Hakam bin Qaisan, the leader of the Yamama tribe, after a ferocious battle, this kafir is brought as a captive into the masjid. Nabi Sa'adam gives him Dawud of Islam. Hakam says, "I will never recite your kalima." Still gives him Dawud, still gives him Dawud, still gives him Dawud. Umar gets upset. He says, "Ya Rasulullah, da'ni adri unuqahu wa yadhab ila ummihi khawiya." Give me permission, I'll take his head off and bring him to Jahannam. Nabi Sa'adam doesn't listen to Umar. Still gives him Dawud, and then Dawud, and then Dawud. So eventually Hakam says, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu annaka Rasulullah." The Prophet turns to Umar, "Lo qata'tuka al-an, la dakhala an-nar." Umar, if I listened to you, he would have went to Jahannam. If I listened to you, he would have went to Jahannam. This dirt, this cry, no one was there. One person to be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah. This was the shiar of my Nabi. In Uhud, Sahaba say he never cried, like how he cried when he came upon the...
For more lectures, visit SLH.